Moving on now, like I mentioned before, that one aspect of the preservation of the Qur'an is the hifz of the Qur'an, learning the words of the Qur'an right from the beginning till Surah An-Nas. However, many times it is seen that a person, he learns the Qur'an, he makes effort for many years, but then he gets busy in his day-to-day routine, and he does not be particular as far as preserving this Qur'an is concerned, and he forgets this Qur'an. This is why we here at the Islamic Dawah Academy make an effort that our students who are doing the hifz, and also those who have completed the hifz, they keep the Qur'an to memory. Because the hafiz is he, not who learns the Qur'an once and then forgets it. The true hafiz is he who keeps the Qur'an with him right till he departs from this world. Which is why the students who are in hifz class, they are made to do door. And when they complete the hifz, they do not do the khatam here until they do door 15 times. So they revise the whole Qur'an 15 times. They start off with reading one para a day to the ustad, and then two, and then three, and then five, and then they move up. And many of the students, alhamdulillah, time comes when their Qur'an becomes so strong that they have the ability to recite the whole Qur'an in one day. So the whole Qur'an in one majlis. They start from morning, and they keep on reciting. They only stop if they have a call of nature and to eat, to have tea. And apart from this, the rest of the time is spent reciting the Qur'an. So many students who do the hifz, they also reach this stage. And there are many students who come to our Darul Uloom who have done hifz elsewhere in their local makatib or in other madrasas. So it has always been the effort of our respective Shaykh Hafidhullah that they do not neglect the Qur'an. Because when you join Adim class, you can become busy. And because of this, you may forget the Qur'an. So there is no point that you become an alim, but you forget what you have achieved before that. The Qur'an is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has to be preserved. So for this, the students every day, they recite one quarter in Nafal, two students after Maghrib. One student reads and the other one listens, and then the other one reads and the first student listens. And before Ramadan, the students, they recite, they do one up, so they do two khatams a year. One in Nafal, one quarter, and before Ramadan, they recite one para every day. So with the rest of their duties, learning their asbaq, their lessons, going over their lessons, preparing their lessons for the next day, they also preserve their Qur'an. And alhamdulillah, many students, they have preserved their Qur'an from the time they became hafiz to such an extent that despite being in the first year, second year, third, fourth, fifth year of Adim class, they still have the ability to recite the whole Qur'an in one majlis. One is that student who just became hafiz. And you have somebody who became hafiz many years back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, this is a miracle of the Qur'an, that despite completing the Qur'an many years back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps this Qur'an to memory to such an extent that the students, they recite the whole Qur'an in one day. So for a number of years now, when this program takes place, the students are encouraged, nobody is forced, it is not imposed on anyone, rather they are given the news, and the students, from their own side, they present themselves, that I wish to recite the whole Qur'an in one day. And that they start on a Saturday after the lessons finish at 12 o'clock, and then one teacher comes for 2-3 hours, and then another ustad comes, and they keep on rotating. So the ustads, they give their time, and the students, they recite the whole day. And it is from the rules that you cannot just recite as and how you want. If a student recites too fast, he is stopped. So they recite with clarity. Not just that you can recite without tajweed, miss out your mad, ghunna, without reading the correct makharij. The sign is put up that you can recite a maximum of three paras in one hour. So you have to take 20 minutes at least in one juz. You cannot recite in 10, 15 minutes and discard the rules of tajweed. Because in this case, rather than getting reward, we will be responsible and answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So they recite for 10 to 12 hours. And as I said, nobody is forced. The students, with their own will, with their own in jazba, they come forward and they present their names. And alhamdulillah, this year, more than the last a few years, 26 students, they have read this and completed this great accomplishment. This is something which can boost our iman, that a person can recite the whole Qur'an in one day. And most of these students, somebody has got 5 mistakes, somebody 7, somebody 10, 15. The maximum probably is 50 mistakes. This is maybe the odd 1 or 2 students. 50 mistakes only in the whole Qur'an. This is you know, just over one to one and a half mistakes in one juz. Any of you who have completed the hifz of the Quran, you all know that one juz, one mistake in one juz is next to nothing. So this is a great achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in their ilm and amal. So inshallah, now moving on, the students will be called one by one and they will come and recite the last surah of the last part of their recitation of the Quran. First of all, I will call upon Hamza Mangera to come forward and finish his khatam of the Quran. Hamza, alhamdulillah, he completed his Quran last week. And one thing which is particular that needs to be mentioned is that he has a stutter. And many times when he gets stuck on a word, it's very hard for him to move forward. Despite all of this, he has become Hafiz, and after becoming Hafiz, he also came forward this year and he said, I want to recite the whole Quran in one majlis. He has a stutter many a times. I remember last week and I was listening to him. Generally the students, they are finished by approximately 11, half past 11. So on a Saturday, after their morning lessons, they start at 12 o'clock before Zuhr and they are done by 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 o'clock. He was behind obviously because of his stutter. And at 1 o'clock, I said to him that if you're tired, you know, I can speak to Maulana Yasin Sahib and you can complete it tomorrow. Because you still have many paras left. And he said, no, I want to carry on, I want to finish it now. And he finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. So he started at 12 o'clock and he finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. And before 12 o'clock, he was in his lessons from Fajr time. So if this is not a miracle of the Quran, what more can we ask for? Who puts this just by inside the heart of the student? No other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a truth that our deen is haqq. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is putting this enthusiasm in the heart of the student. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
إسحاق لورغت.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Muhammad Degia of Leicester, who is in the second year of Adam class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Umar Degia of Leicester, who is in the second year of Adam class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Ahmad Umar of Preston, second year of Alim class.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Qamr al-Hussein of Cardiff, who's also in the second year of Adam class.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wadduha wal layli idha saja ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala walal akhiratu khayrun laka minal ula walasawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Bilal Tar Muhammad of Leicester, who is in the third year of Alim class.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. أبو بكر ديجيا of Leicester, who is also in the third year of Adim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. محمد كولا of Leicester, who is also in the third year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Bilal Degia of Leicester, who is in the third year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. محمد الحسن of Leicester, who is in the fourth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. بلال فراتشيا of Leicester, who is also in the fourth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah. Yasin Patel of London, who is also in the fourth year of Alim class.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Tahir Patel of Manchester, who is also in the fourth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. معاوية منغا of Leicester, who is in the fourth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah. Ibrahim Patel of Leicester, who is also in the fourth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. أبرار الحق باتيل from London, who is in Mishkat, the fifth year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Ayaz Chikalia of London, who is also in the fifth year of Arabic class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
Muhammad Mogra of Blackburn, who is in the Dora Hadith, the last year of Alim class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the completion of the Quran of these students. As you can see from the classes that I read out, these students who have recited the Quran in one majlis, they are not those students who are in Hifz class. Some of them may have become Hafiz a year ago, some 2 years ago, some 3, 4, 5 years ago, some maybe even more. But despite a long time passing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the tawfiq and ability to preserve this Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the ability to keep this wealth with them right till they leave this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts. From amongst one of these students who finished the whole Quran in one majlis, we have one student who is in our iftar class. From last year we have started a course of iftar where the students are trained to give fatawa. And Maulana Adnan Lunas Sahib, despite him being in the iftar class, following a very busy schedule, and he would have become Hafiz most definitely more than 6, 7 to 8 years ago. So despite this, Alhamdulillah, he has also achieved this achievement, and he also read the whole Quran in one majlis, so I call him forward to come and recite the last few verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Maulana's efforts and accept him for the service of his deen. From this category of students who completed the whole Quran in one day, we also have three students from our evening maktab, Madrasa Riyadhul Quran. And as we know, anyone who attends a maktab, they are not free the rest of the day. So they have to go to school, they have to go to college, and they finished their Quran a year or two years ago. And they have still been attending madrasa in the evening and revising this Quran. And mashallah, three of those students, they revised the Quran to such an extent that they also were able to recite the whole Quran in one majlis. This is a great achievement. This is no ordinary matter that somebody who is busy, who has school work to do, college work to do, and they are not in that environment. The students who are in the madrasa, they are in a safe environment. They are in an environment where the Quran and ahadith are read, where they are given time to recite the Quran, where they are encouraged to recite the Quran. But these students, they are in the environment of the outside world, the materialistic world. But despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave them the tawfiq, the ability, He chose them to learn the Quran and also preserve it to such an extent that they recited the whole Quran in one majlis. And from these three students, one of them, or two of them, made less than 10 mistakes in the whole Quran. 800 plus pages, less than 10 mistakes in the whole Quran. So I will call the students of MRQ. Firstly, I call Safwan Muhammad Hussein to come forward and finish his completion of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. عبد الرحمن منغا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
محمد فراتشيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
From the different types of khatams which will be taking place throughout our program today, the first type of khatam, which is those students who finish the whole Quran in one day, has taken place. And my dear brothers and sisters, most definitely when we witness such feats, this increases our love for the Qur'an. And it increases our admiration for the Qur'an. But do we truly love and admire the Qur'an? The thermometer for this is to see ourselves in our lives, how much attachment do we have to the Qur'an? This is a question that we need to ask ourselves today. One of the main objectives of our program is to try and make this a catalyst and a means of connecting people to the Qur'an. The Qur'an, my dear brothers and sisters, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is specific for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has come to us through the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was sent down upon the best of messengers, in the best of lands, in the best of months. An Urdu poet says, "Utarkar hirase su'e qom aya." Or saath ek nuskhay ki miya laya. Utarkar Hira se su'e qom aya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came down from the cave of Hira towards the Arabs of Makkah. And he brought to him a nuskhay kimia. Kimia is that art which they say turns stone into gold. So the poet is trying to say that this Quran is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can turn that person who is stone into gold and make him precious. the Quran, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grants honor and respect to people through this Quran. And we see this in the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how those people who were ignorant, who were void of any manners, of any akhlaq, who did not have humanity inside them, who were likened to animals, who were violent, who did not know what good manners and good akhlaq and morals and etiquettes were. But when they took the Quran to their heart, when they gave the Quran its importance and the due importance that it deserves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them shining stars. So what we need to ask ourselves today is, what is our connection to the Quran? How much are we connected to the Quran? Let's leave everything to one side. Just take the tilawa and recitation of the Quran. Just the tilawa, the understanding of the Quran, doing amal upon the Quran, leave this to one side. Let us just assess now what our relation is in relation to the recitation of the Quran. What our relation with the Quran is in regards to its recitation. Like I mentioned earlier, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would complete one Quran every week. Every week they would recite one Quran. If we take a survey of the Muslims worldwide, we will see that there is a large percentage of Muslims who do not finish one Quran in 1 year. What they finished in Maktab, that's it. And maybe there will be a small percentage of those who finish a Quran a year, or maybe two Qurans a year, and even that is specific to Ramadan. Most of us, it is our habit that come Ramadan, we open the Quran. The first of Ramadan, we start from Alif Lam Mim. And in Ramadan, we finish one Quran, maybe two Qurans, maybe three, maybe four. And as soon as the crescent of Eid is sighted, we close our Qurans and we leave it closed right till the next Ramadan. This is us turning our face away from the Quran. This gift that has come for us, to us, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the books, they were the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have been given this gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made us from the ummah of Isa alayhi salam, from the ummah of Dawood alayhi salam, from the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us this honor to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have been honored with the Quran. So we need to connect ourselves with the Quran. When we go to madrasa, when we are young, then we learn how to recite the Quran, starting from Alif Ba and then moving up. What is the objective of this? Why does a person attend a madrasa and why does he learn how to recite the Quran? The objective is not that he recites the Quran in front of his ustad once and that's it. He has fulfilled his duty for the rest of his life. The objective is that once he should sit in front of a teacher, correct his mistakes and learn how to recite the Quran fluently. And now, for the rest of his life, right till he breathes his last, he should be reciting the Quran. It should be a part of his daily practice. The Quran and the recitation of the Quran should be a part of our daily practice. It should be something which takes place in our home amongst our family members. But unfortunately, this is not the case. Most of us do not even recite the Quran. If we recite, it is in salah, even that, those a few surahs which we have learnt, and that's it. There is no advancement as far as the recitation of the Quran is concerned. If we take a look in our lives, take a stock of our lives, there is time for leisure, there is time for work, there is time for our younger generation, mobile phones, iPads, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, this, that, there's time for everything. Going out with friends, playing football, other outings, leisure activities, getting together as family members, there is time for everything. In our timetable, if there is not time for something, that it is deen. Our respect to Shaykh Hafizahullah, he was speaking about this yesterday when one of his books was being read out about Nidhamul Awqat, that a person, he should have a timetable. He should have a routine which he follows, and according to this routine, he should live his life. And part of this routine, or should I say this routine, should revolve around our deen. Everything else comes secondary. Everything else will leave us when we leave this world. But the Quran, the recitation of the Quran, this will come of use to us. our connection with the Quran will come of use to us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in the hadith, اقرأ القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيئا لأصحابه. Recite the Quran. Recite the Quran. فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيئا لأصحابه. Because if tomorrow on the day of judgment you get caught up in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops you and he starts to question you about your life, about how you spent your life, your time in this world. And it seems that you may be going on that road which leads to Jahannam. Then the Quran will come. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-Quran shafi'un mushaffa'un wa mahilun musaddaqun. The Quran is that shafi' and that thing which will intercede on behalf of a person, and its intercession will be accepted because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيئًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. It is our guarantor. It is our guarantor on the day of judgment. That if because of our bad deeds, if because of our sins, we get caught up, and it seems that we are in trouble now, our bad deeds and our evil deeds have outweighed our good deeds, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيئًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. It will come and intercede on behalf of the one, لِأَصْحَابِهِ, the one who is a sahib-e Qur'an, the one who is a man of the Qur'an, the one who kept himself connected with the Qur'an throughout his life. And we can do that by reciting the Qur'an. One of the rites of the Qur'an is to recite the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ سُورَةٌ ثَلَاثُونَ آيَةً شَفَّعَتْ لِأَصْحَابِهِ حَتَّى غُفِرَ لَهُ. There is a surah in the Qur'an which consists of 30 ayat, it will intercede on behalf of its reader until that person is not forgiven. The Quran will come in our grave and it will intercede on behalf of the reciter. When the punishment will come to this person from all four sides and it seems like he will be doomed, then if he had that connection with the Quran will come and stop the punishment and it will save this person. So do we not want somebody to be on our side on the day of judgment? Do we not want somebody to be with us in our grave when we will be alone? There will be nobody there. Our friends, our family, our associates, they will leave us. We will be there in the darkness of our grave alone. There will be no light. And we may get caught up. We all know how we live our lives. We all know the sins that we commit, whether they be in public, whether they be in private. And we all know what our condition could be in the grave if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have raham on us. We can use this Quran to as a security in our grave. But the condition is that we become a sahib and a man of the Quran. So each and every person sitting here today, my dear brothers and sisters, let us make an intention now that from now on, I will make it a point of reciting the Quran. I will make it a point of connecting myself to the Quran. And this should be a part of our daily routine. Not that as and when. One day we read, and then for 5 days we don't read, and then we read for 2 days, and then we have a few days off. This should not be the case. We should start from Alif Lam Mim, and every day we should have a fixed portion. There are obviously the surahs that we should recite on a regular basis. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person should try to recite Surah Yasin in the morning, because this is the heart of the Quran. Man qara'a yasin fi sadr an-nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. That person who recites Yasin in the beginning of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs. So this is a must. There is Surah Tabarak, which we should recite before we go to sleep at night. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which will also be an interceder for the person in the day of judgment. And apart from this, let us spend some time in reciting the Quran. Be it one quarter, be it one juz, be it three quarters, be it half, be it one quarter, be it, if we can't do this much, then recite a few verses. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he comes down to so much to this extent that he says that if you cannot recite, then just read one verse. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the next day, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The third day, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. If you can't do more than this, who can have an excuse? Who here can say that I don't have time to recite one verse of the Quran? So everyone sitting here has the ability. It's all about using it. It's all about freeing ourselves up. It's all about saving our time and not wasting it in futile activities. These moments that we spend in reciting the Quran, in doing some worship, this is what will remain, my dear brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a famous hadith, once some an animal came to him and he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that, you know, this animal, whatever pieces of the animal they are, give it out in sadaqah. She gave out the animal and she left behind the shoulder, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was fond of the shoulder. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that what is left behind. So she said the shoulder. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his habit to do the tarbiyah of his family members. He said, O Aisha, the shoulder is not left behind. Whatever you have given in sadaqah, that is what has been left behind, and the shoulder has perished. Whatever you have sent forth in the hereafter, this is what is going to be left behind. And this is what will remain. So those moments that we spend on the net, those moments we spend with our friends, those moments we spend on our mobile phones, those moments we spend watching TV, and even worse than this, doing sins, these moments will come back to haunt us in our grave. These moments will come back to haunt us on the Day of Judgment. And those moments and those times that we made that little sacrifice of our time, of our nafs, because we did not feel like reciting the Qur'an, or we found it burdensome to recite the Qur'an, we found it hard to recite the Qur'an, that those moments and that sacrifice that we gave, inshallah, this will bear fruit on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, this will bring us happiness on the Day of Judgment. So each and every person here should make this intention right now, that from today, not from tomorrow, from today, I will, as soon as I go home, let me just recite one page, Alhamdu. And from tomorrow onwards, I will start to recite the Qur'an. Our Aslaf and Salafi Salihin, they were so particular in reciting the Qur'an, some of them would recite one Qur'an the whole day. Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi alayhi, in the month of Ramadan, he would recite one Qur'an every day. In the month of Ramadan, he would recite one Qur'an every day. And we can do one Qur'an in 1 year. So they were also human beings. They also had family. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person comes close to him, he gives him barakah in his time. We may not have that much barakah, but if we have the intention, man jadda wajada, the one who tries, the one who intends, the one who makes an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him barakah. Look at these students in front of us. They recited the whole Quran in one day. This is not some small matter. This is not something which is easy to achieve. Just even if a person knows the Qur'an, and he has no problem just sitting down for 10 hours, for 12 hours, and just reciting non-stop, this in itself is a burdensome task. So if somebody can do this, if somebody can achieve this, then what's 10, 15 minutes? So every day it should be a part of our timetable, whether it is before going to work, whether it's after coming back from work, whether it be in the night, whenever. And inshallah, if as a family we make this environment, if the parents read Qur'an, the children will also read. And we explain to them that, Beti, why do you learn Qur'an in madrasa? It is for this objective that you are learning, so that when you get older like us, you can also recite the Qur'an. When they see us reciting the Qur'an, and we as a family maybe get together and recite the Qur'an, imagine the barakat that we spread in our homes. Today we complain, in our homes there is no barakat. Our children do not listen to us. We do not feel that sense of security. We do not feel that peace in our homes. We feel uneasy. This is happening. That is happening. Why? Because we have brought those things into our home which are void of barakah. Those things are in our house which make the malaika of rahmah run away. The malaika of rahmah, they run away from these things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had a sort of curtain in her home which had a picture on it. And because of this, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam did not come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was confused. After some time, he came to know of this and he got rid of this photo and this picture, because of which the malaika of rahmah started to come into his home. So we are bringing those things which are void of barakah and taking out those things which are full of barakah. So let us pick up that Quran today and bring it close to our heart. Make it a part of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to connect to the Quran.